Good morning, everyone.
早上好，各位弟兄姐妹、慕道朋友。
I trust that you are doing better than how I am feeling.
我希望你们今天感觉比我好很多，我不是很舒服，我想。
We do have a lot to praise God for.
我们需要向神祷告很多事情。
A few of us recently, yesterday actually, we were in our neighborhood, to the new neighborhood for our church to greet our new neighbors.
昨天呢，我和一些弟兄姐妹在那个新的这个我们新的教牧会的那个邻居那儿去拜访我们新邻居。
And we got mixed reception.
应该说反应是比较混杂的。
Some good, some bad, some ugly.
有些好的反应，有些坏的反应，有些比较丑陋的反应。
But God is in control.
但是神是掌权的。
Will you humble your hearts with me as we look to the Lord in prayer?
让我们来谦卑我们的心，向我们的主祷告。
Our topic as we pray is, Am I a good neighbor?
所以我们祷告的主题呢，就是来围绕着一个好的邻舍。
Father, we want to thank you for your grace in our lives.
天父，感谢你，你在我们生命中的恩典。
The way you save us.
你用大能的拯救我们。
Your mercy and your compassion despite we being sinners.
你的怜悯和恩慈对罪人，像我们这样的罪人。
We were hostile towards you.
我们曾是敌对你的人。
But yet you loved us.
即便这样，你也是。
The Bible said with an everlasting love.
你也是这样一如既往的，用永恒的爱。爱了我们，按本相爱了我们。
We thank you that we can gather here in your name, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们如此感激，能在这里以耶稣基督的名来聚集。
And we pray that your Holy Spirit will take full control of everything that you will speak through me.
愿你掌管，愿圣灵掌管一切的话语。
And grant us receptive hearts, O God.
给我们一个柔软的、谦卑的、接纳的心。
I pray for strength.
我祈求我们有力量，有勇气。
I pray, Lord, that you will fill us with your Spirit.
我祈求圣灵充满我们。
Convict of sin.
为审判来责备自己。
Righteousness and judgment. Help us to turn to you.
帮助我们回转归向你。
To save us.
拯救我们到底。
We ask in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉靠耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Some of us have seen the recent movie. It's a familiar story with the Beauty and the Beast.
也许我们中间很多人看过最近的一些新改编制作的一个电影，动画编制的电影叫做《美女与野兽》。
Well, as you know, in the opening scenes, the opening pages of this book,
在开始的时候，这个整个故事开章的时候，
a beggar arrives at a ball.
它的情景是这样的，有这么一个舞会，有一个仙女装扮成乞丐来到了这个舞会上，
and offers the host, the prince, the cold-hearted prince.A rose for a shelter.
给这个主人呢是一个很冷酷的一个王子，给他一朵玫瑰花，祈求用这个玫瑰花来换取一晚上住宿。
He looked at her appearance and turned her away.
这个王子呢看到他这种很邋遢的、很脏破的一种装扮，就拒绝他的要求。
She was not very attractive.
他是乞丐的样子，显然是不是很吸引人的，不让人喜悦的。
And he was too prideful to let someone like that into his castle.
所以他肯定是不乐意让这样的人进入他的城堡中。
Well, she turned out to be something more than just this old rickety lady.
结果这真相什么呢？这位乞丐竟然是一个不是这乞丐，他真相却是一个仙女，有全能的一个仙女。
And she transformed him into a hideous beast.
在激怒之中，他把这位冷酷的王子变成一个非常丑陋的一个野兽。
And placed a curse on the entire castle, all its domain there.
而咒诅这个整个他的领地。
And such was the beast until he learned to love another.
直到他能够学会去爱另一个人。
I thought it is a fitting introduction to one of the, perhaps one of the greatest Bible stories.
这算是我一个很有名的一个，应该说一个圣经故事，比喻故事的前引吧。
We call it the Good Samaritan because in this story, we are going to see or someone as minister to a blessing that God has in store.
这个故事呢，这个比喻故事叫做好撒玛利亚人的故事。它讲述的是神所隐藏这样一种祝福，或者是
And all we tend to, judge a book by its cover.
我们常常是通过一个书皮来看这个书内容，或者用人的外表来评判一个人。
And our world here in America, we are seeing right now the problems with judging people by their outward appearances.
是不是在美国我们经历这样一种审判呢？就说是我们用外表来去论断他人的这样审判。
And if you understand the manger, treasure can be found in the most unlikely place.
你知道这样一种谚语，就说是成那个宝贝可以放在各个角落，隐藏在各个角落。
You have your Bibles, or if you want, you could turn to the book of.
如果你有圣经的话，请把圣经翻到路加福音第十章，二十五到三十七节。
Luke chapter 10, reading from verse 25. Luke 10, verse 25. Let me read through the passage so that we can get familiar.
让我能够读一下这段，让我们对这故事有个初步了解。
I read it in English first, and then we get it in Mandarin.
对，先用英文，然后用中文的去。
And behold, a lawyer stood up to put him to the test, saying, "Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" And he said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" And he answered, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." Verse 28. And he said to him.You have answered correctly. Do this and you will live. Verse 29. But he desired to justify himself, said to Jesus, And who is my neighbor? And Jesus replied, A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among robbers, who stripped him and beat him and departed, leaving him half dead. Now by chance, a priest was going down the road. And when he saw him, he passed by on the other side.And so likewise a Levite. And when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he journeyed, came to where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion. And he went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. And then he set him on his own animal and brought him to an inn and took care of him. Verse 35. And the next day he took out two denarii, and gave them to the innkeeper, saying, Take care of him, and whatever more you spend, I will repay you when I come back. Which of these three do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell among the robbers? He said, The one who showed him mercy. And Jesus said to him, You go and do likewise.
我们先用中文来读哈，你可以一起来朗诵。有一个律法师起来试探耶稣，说：“夫子，我该做什么才能承受永生呢？”耶稣对他说：“律法上写的是什么？你念的是什么？怎么样呢？”他回答说：“你要尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意爱主你的神，又要爱邻舍如同自己。”耶稣说：“你回答的是，你这样行就必得永生。”那人要显明自己有理，就对耶稣说：“谁是我的邻舍呢？”耶稣回答说。有一个人从耶路撒冷下耶律哥去，落在强盗手中，他们剥去他的衣裳，把他打个半死，就丢下他走了。偶然有一个祭司从这条路下来，看见他就从那边过去了。又有一个利未人来到这里，看见他也照样从那边过去了。唯有一个撒玛利亚人行路来到这里，看见他就动了慈心，上前用油和酒倒在他的伤处，包裹好了，扶他骑上自己的牲口，带到店里来照应他。第二天拿出二钱银子来交给店主说你且照应他此外所费用的我回来必还你想这三个人哪一个是落在强盗手中邻舍的 他说是怜悯他的。耶稣说你去照样行吧。
Perhaps one of the most difficult emotions to recover from is one of rejection.
可能一个最非常困难的种情感就是能够使我们从里能够走出来的话就是被拒绝被遗弃。
I've counseled with adults who are still suffering from the rejection from a loved one even in their childhood.
有些成年人仍然处在一种伤痛之中他们少年的时候可能被别人遗弃或者被别人拒绝在这种伤处不能很难走出来。
But to even be injured and have someone reject you is even worse.
如果受到伤害又被他人拒绝是更悲惨的一种境况。
Luke, one of the gospel writers here, captures a conversation between Jesus and a lawyer.
路加福音那个作者呢，他记载了这么一个律法师和耶稣基督之间的一个对话。
Dr. Luke, if you know him, he has a way of letting the one who is considered to be the outcast to be the hero in the story.
路加这个医生呢，这个作者的就是个医生，那他就主要是他很多时候他去记载一些社会的边缘人物他们的境况他们的境遇。
At this stage in the life of Jesus, he was gathering a mixed audience too, people who accept him, but there were many people who rejected him.
那这里的听众们也是来自各个行业或者是来自各个角落就是他们有的人接受耶稣有的人拒绝耶稣。
Sadly to say, most of those who rejected him were people you would have expected to accept him. These are the religious elites of his day.
拒绝他的人恰恰是我们觉得好像应该接纳他的人就是那些所谓社会的精英律法师和文士们。
One of those people we call lawyer or in other translation you have the scribe.
有这个律法师或者文士。
We are told in verse 25, this is the occasion now for the story. Behold, a lawyer stood up to put him to the test, saying, Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?
故事的开端看到这个律法师他提出个问题问题的目的并不是他是想试探耶稣抓住把柄他问夫子我要做什么才能承受永生呢
This we can assume is probably one of the most important questions that anyone could ask.
就我们看来这个问题确实人的一个很最终极的一个很重要的问题。
Yesterday we had some nurses at my house and it's interesting when someone is an atheist, don't believe in God, and when it comes to that last moment on your deathbed, all that eternal questions seem to surface.
昨天一位护士到我们家里特别让人觉得很惊奇一件事情说常有事情说一个无神论者可能在他临近死亡的时候这样的问题永生的问题也会在他脑海中出现
This lawyer not think about lawyer the way we think about lawyer but a scholar in the Old Testament scripture
律法师不是我们意义中的法律律师而是就对神的律法旧约圣经中神律法非常熟悉而且去研究的人
He asks an important question, but not a sincere question.
他问了一个很重要的问题，但并不是出自一个真诚的心，而是一种试探的心去问这个问题。
It's a question to trap Jesus.
问题的目的是要抓住，动机是要抓住耶稣基督的把柄。
I mean all kinds of people like that. You have sincere people who are seeking, but you have people who are just picking a fight.Theology.
我们常常会遇到这样的人有人很真诚地问问题有人问问题只是想去抓住把柄来攻击你
This lawyer wanted to trap Jesus and he said and Jesus asked, he asked Jesus what must I do to inherit eternal life
试探耶稣呢他说夫子啊我应该做什么才能承受永生呢
Well, since he's a scholar Jesus put him onIn his court, what is written in the law? How do you read it?
既然他是一个有这么一个专长的律法师，耶稣就把他引向他最专长的地方，说：“你读过律法，律法上怎么写的？”
And he answered, "You shall love the Lord your God." This is the Jewish answer in Deuteronomy chapter 6. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, with all your strength, with all your might, and your neighbor as yourself.
那他用了典型的犹太人的回答，就是说犹太人都熟悉的《申命记》第六章的回答：你要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的神，并且按灵舍如同自己。
And to this Jesus said, "You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live." Now, if you were to look at that quickly, you may assume that Jesus is promoting salvation by works.
耶稣回答说：“你说的是，你就这么做，照着去行，你就能得永生。”表面上看来，好像耶稣在提倡一种叫做因行为而称义的这样一种一种说法。
And we will know Bibles that in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9, in many other passages, salvation can never be earned. It's not by works. It's a gift of God. It's by grace.
我们从新约圣经以弗所书第二章八到九节，还有很多章节都告诉我们，得救本乎因着信，是神的恩典，不是我们所能挣得的。
So what is going on? Because this would make us equal to many other religions out there.
那这表面看来这样，表面看来这种矛盾到底是什么原因呢？这样好像是这个基督信仰也和别的信仰一样，是一个要去挣得的恩典。
In other words, what's going on by equating the we call it the Shema in Deuteronomy chapter 6, God is saying, Jesus is saying, you have to obey the law 100%. You have to love God and love your neighbor.
那耶稣就其实说的是说，生命第六章中，你要百分之百来成全这句话的话，就是说，你爱神爱人的话，你能得永生。
And obviously, no one can ever do that.
现实上中讲，没有一个人可以去百分之百来成全这句话，成全这个使命，只有耶稣基督自己。
But as you know in Galatians chapter 3, before one is converted, one needs to be convicted of one's sin.
我们知道一个人在得救之前首先要因罪而受到审判，他首先自己要悔改。
So that the law was meant to be like a mirror that showed us that we are dirty in sin and only Jesus Christ alone can wash us.
律法是让我们知道罪，它的目的是让我们知道我们是个罪人，有这样的罪性，他的目的是让我们回转归向耶稣，进入恩典之中。
So Jesus wants this liar to come to discovery that he is a sinner and that he needs Jesus as his savior.
耶稣目的把他引向律法，是在这么的禁止下向他显明，他是做不到的，他是个罪人，所以他可以来认罪悔改归向神。
But verse 29 tells us that he wants to make himself right before Jesus. He asks the question, "Who is my?" Neighbor.
那这个律法师呢，还是觉得想把自己说的更有理，他就说：“那谁是我的邻舍呢？”
And to this, Jesus tells the story.
回答这个问题呢，耶稣基督就用了一个比喻来回答，一个比喻的故事。
He says, Jesus replied, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among robbers who stripped him, beat him, departed, and leaving him half dead."
故事的开端讲到一个人从耶路撒冷下到耶利哥，在路上落在强盗人手中，被打得半死，扔在路上。
Now Jerusalem to Jericho was about 17 miles. Jerusalem was more on an elevation, so usually it's going down when you live in Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷在山上，那耶路撒冷到耶利哥这个路程大概有17迈左右。
The picture there gives you an idea of the rugged terrain.
70迈应该是。
It's very easy for robbers that usually trod that part of the country.
整个路径非常险恶，就是非常怪石嶙峋的，很险恶，很荒凉的路径。
This is indeed unfortunate. I don't know how many of us have ever been in a situation like this, been beaten up and left for half dead.
那这个人落入这样一种很悲惨境地中，被强盗抢夺，剥了衣服而打得半死，扔在路上。
But this is indeed what we call injustice on display. They were breaking God's commandment, and thus we said these are sinners.
那这强盗们显然是，违背神的律法，他来做这样的伤害。他们是真正的有犯罪行为的人。
And like them, we too are sinners, just like these guys.
但是我们如这些人，虽然这些人的行为比较极端。
Because the Bible tells us that if we have broken one of God's commandment, we are guilty of all of God's commandment.
因为我们也是违背神律法的人， 也是没有去顺服神的人。我们在一个小事上去违背神，也是整个违背整个的律法。
It's interesting that it's not just people who are physically hurt. We have people here in our midst who are emotionally hurting.
那如那个受伤的人一样，我们也是这样一个受伤的人，受伤害人。我们是一个在情感、在精神上、在属灵上不完整的人。
These men with their selfish and covetous acts.
那这些人强盗们用他很残酷的、极端的这种手段、这种行为。
Have taken disadvantage of this poor traveler.
去欺压了这么一个旅行者。
And yet that is the case in our world today. Many of us, we see it in marriages, we see it in our world, the neighbors, that people are taking advantage of people.
其实这样的境况也反映在其实社会生活中，有的人也在欺压一些别的人，就是用这样的一种，不管是贪婪手段或者残酷的手段来欺压别的人。
Selfishness seems to be the order of the day.
自私成为这个整个社会的一个好像掌权的东西。
But then comes the test.
那下面来的这样一个试验或试炼或试探，试验来临，就说是。
Due to providence, there happened by chance a priest going down that road, and he passed the other side when he saw the man.
一个困境展开了一个试验，就说是有一个祭司呢，经过这里，路过这个受伤的人，他没有管他。
So who is a priest?
那谁是祭司呢？祭司是这样什么样的一种
？A priest is like a pastor.
祭司就像我们现在的牧师、牧者。
Or like an elder.
或者一个长老，一个教会的属灵的带头。
If anyone you expect to help this man would be the pastor, right?
所以这样一个祭司呢，我们期待他是一个能够榜样的人物。
The priest is someone who ministers close to God.
祭司其实在神的祭坛前来服侍神。
He represents the people before God and God before the people.
在神和人之间做这样的中保，他代表神面前代表他的会众，在人面前代表神。
God's name is upon him.
神的名，圣名在他身上。
He's supposed to be a man of compassion.
他应该是一个像神一样怜悯恩慈的人。
But this man passed on the other side.
这个人置之不理，从另外一边走了。
Next, we have the Levite.
那下一个人呢，是一个利未人，他也同样。
And so the Levite likewise, he passed on the other side. The Levite is like the lay leader, he's like the deacon.
所以这个利未人呢，在我们现在看，就是像教会中的执事，来帮助牧者的这样一个应该是榜样式的人物。
If the pastor failed the test, at least the deacon should pass the test.
我们以为这个执事是不是有这样一个品格能够通过这样的一个测试呢
？Interestingly, we're not given what race is this injured man.
其实这个故事中并没有写明这个受伤人是什么一个种群，就什么样人种。
All that matters is that this man is hurting.
圣经关键不在于他的是什么 race， 他的什么人种，而在于他是一个有需要、受到伤害的人。
And the holy men of God are passing. The holy men who are supposed to push against the darkness of our society.
那这些应该驱逐黑暗、有勇气来帮助人的。这榜样这人物却没有却置之不理，没有去关注这个人的需要。
Men who are supposed to reflect who God is，
就圣经这些人应该成为反映神的恩慈怜悯的人，却没有这么做。
We are told they pass on the other side。
我们知道他是从一边过去，另一边过去，没有管这个人。
That is really sad. There are many people who are turned away from Christianity because of the followers of Christ.
这是很比较悲惨的事情，就是说，惨痛的事情。因为很多现在的人离开基督信仰，原因是信他的人没有反映出这位神的美善。
I know Brother Mikey and I, we were planning someday to dress up like some homeless person and come and stand up at the door. I heard a pastor did it actually, stand up at the door begging and see what would happen.
其实还有这样的故事，就是有的牧师扮成那个乞丐扮成一个无家可归的人，在教会的门口敲门来看着教会有什么样的反应。
Is this our story?
这故事是不是我们的故事呢？反映我们的心灵状态的故事呢？
Is this our story written large about the church?
这是不是一个反映整个社会、整个教会现状的故事呢？
So many people almost had an accident looking at the eclipse.
有的人就是我们刚看了8/23/21那个日全食，在美国的日全食。
Anyone who saw the eclipse?
我看到很多日全食。
What a beauty, isn't it?
是个真是个自然的奇观呢。
Well, we're told that the moon doesn't have light in itself; it reflects the light of the sun.
我们说自然科学中讲的是月亮是没有自己，自己不能发光的，通过反射太阳的光来给人光亮。
But once in a while, we have what we call the eclipse, where the moon blocks the light of the sun.
那有这样的自然现象，就是说月亮在地球和太阳之间挡住太阳的光线。
And the sun cannot shine through.
在日全食状态下呢，完全挡住的情况下，太阳就被遮蔽了。
I think many Christians we eclipse the light of the Son of God.
有时候在想，有些基督徒，我们很多基督徒，有的时候确实挡住拦住了神的荣光。
And many times they cannot see Jesus shining through us.
人就看不到耶稣基督从我们身上反映出来。
Because of our selfishness.
因为我们的自私和我们的冷酷。
What's the difference between the robber and the priest and the Levite?
那么这个强盗和这个祭司和以及包括这个利未人有什么样的区别呢？他们都有这样一个比较冷漠的，有的获得程度冷漠。
Actually, I see no difference between them.
我想他们这些区别是什么呢？我在思考这个问题。
They are all selfish.
他们有个共性，就是他们都是比较自私的。
They all did injustice to this man.
他们都没有向这个实行公义。
They all did some form of harm to him and neglect the man.
他们都对他进行某种程度的伤害和遗弃。
And they took something from the man.
对，从他身上掠夺了一些东西。
It is all part of the selfish generation.
这就是一个以自私为能够总结出来这么一代，也说是。
The priest did not want to be inconvenient. The Levite did not want to be inconvenient.
这个祭司和这个利未人都不想摊这个麻烦去帮助一个人。
And so the question is, how many times have we passed hurting people?
这个问题是我们是不是有的时候也是这样，没有去关注受伤害人，置之不理对他们。
The Bible tells us that if we have the power to do good, we should do it.
那圣经教导我们说，如果我们有能力去做善事，一定要去做。
Once it is in our power.
如果在我们的全能之中，我们有这样的能力，我们应该去做。
But the story continues.
故事在继续之中。
If you were the bleeding man, and you know, maybe you're here, you're bleeding. Maybe it's you know, a broken marriage. Maybe because of what your parents put you through. Maybe because of your boss or something. Maybe you're going through a financial crisis and you're hurting right now.
所以说，如果我们从这个受伤人角度考虑，我们其实像这个人，我们在各种程度上也受到伤害，比如从情感上、经济上、人际关系上以及属灵上，一个破碎的婚姻或者是一个破碎的家庭带给我们的伤害。
Unfortunately, you have been hurt by the church too.
也许的人还受到教会的伤害。
I want to apologize for that.
我想为这样的人来道歉。
The bleeding man looking up probably saw a Samaritan coming and he's like, oh no, there's no hope for me.
当这人看到，也许这个人在看到另外一个撒玛利亚人过来，他觉得啊，更没有救了，没有人会来领会我。
You see, the Samaritans and Jews were at war with each other. The Jews considered the Samaritans to be dogs.
这个撒玛利亚人和犹太人之间有很多的民族矛盾。那这个犹太人不是很看得起撒玛利亚人，因为他们是拜偶像。
This hatred is so deep that even the Jewish person would take the long route going to Jerusalem, would cross the Jordan, come down.And cross over just to avoid passing through Samaria.
很多犹太人就从那个耶路撒冷下到约利哥都绕道走，来绕过这撒玛利亚人的这个城区。
We're familiar with that. The Samaritan, we are told, when he saw the man, he had what we call compassion upon him.
但是撒玛利亚人看到这个受伤的人之后，他动了慈心。
He did a couple of things. He went and he bound him. He did some first aid things by pouring oil on him and wine, and set him on his own animal and brought him to the doctor.
他做了一些可以做安慰这个人的事情。他把他包扎了，给他用酒和药包扎了，然后把他用驴子、用牲口驮到店里去养伤。
The most unlikely person, the hero in the story.The villain now became the hero, so to speak, if you were listening.
故事整个一个反转的样子，就是说这个主人公这英雄人物却是一个在人们心目中常常是比较卑贱的或者是道德感不强的这撒玛利亚人。
If you were a Jew, listen to this story, you say, no, that can't be.
犹太人如果听了故事之后，听了这样一种反转和对比的话，都会觉得不可能啊，这个简直是故事讲的不合实际。
And for the lawyer who asked the question, he was probably thinking that Jesus was, you know, oh, I'm a neighbor to my Jewish neighbor.
那律法师在听这个讲听耶稣讲故事的时候，他肯定认为这个邻舍简直是我的犹太人的邻舍。
But it's the Samaritan who became the hero.
那确实，这位撒玛利亚人他们所看不起撒玛利亚人，成为了故事的英雄主人公。
We are told that he did several things. He bound him, he paid the cost, it cost him, he went out of his way to see him get healing.
看这撒玛利亚人如何就是说是应该付出很多代价去帮助这个人，他去包扎他，他去付钱来为他照料他，照料这个受伤的人。
The next day he took up 2 denarii, 2 days wages, and gave them to the innkeeper saying, take care of him.Whatever more you spend, I will repay. He made provision for the man.
第二天，他还把两个钱工，就一两天的工钱，给了这个店主，让他帮代为照顾这个人，而且多余的钱他要还上，如数还上。
I like how Leon Morris puts it. In other words, he spoiled the man with compassion and mercy.
就是说，一句话讲，这个撒玛利亚人对待这个人真是有恩慈和怜悯。
In our time, we would probably compare the last person, the Muslim, you expect to show such compassion.
就好像是现在这个整个社会环境中，就讲一个穆斯林人作为一个好撒玛利亚人，他帮助了，做出这样的事来帮助别人，就好像是这样一种对比故事，在当时的环境上讲的话。
That's how it would feel emotionally.
就是我们在这种情感上能感受到的东西。
You see, Jesus is not in the business of just sugarcoating things. He has a way of oiling up our hearts and show that our hearts are not right before God.
耶稣基督不是一个掩饰的一个神，他是一个就是一针见血的揭露，用镜子这边律法镜子来揭露我们身上的
Like the priest and the Levite, it's so easy to get caught up in religion.
就像祭司和这立位人，我们常常是陷入这种宗教这样的这种状态之中。
It's very easy to be legalistic.
就是一种律法主义的，靠行为称义的这个状态中。
And we do things just to help people who can help us back.
我们常常是帮助那些可以帮助反馈我们的人。
We don't want to do anything that will cost us dearly.
不愿意在帮助过程中来牺牲自己或者舍弃自己。
We don't want to go out of the way to help others.
不愿意走二里路去真正去为帮助别人舍弃自己的东西。
We only help when
付出代价。
We only help when it's convenient to us.
就是如果方便的时候，我们才愿意伸出帮助的手。常常是这样。
We are turned off by the sight of people.
我们常常是忽略或者是躲避让人麻烦的事情。
I know sometimes when I'm sharing the gospel and we're down by DC feeding the homeless and the smell and they reach over to give you a hug. What do you do at times like that?
所以我有时候到 DC 的那个 downtown 去就是像就是无家可归者来传福音的时候当那些不好闻的气味啊当人向你伸出手或者是拥抱你的时候你如何去反应这件事情如何去回应
I remember one of my pastor friends went into one of these inner city homes, and there were flies all over, and flies on the food, and the host said, "Here, have some food."
所以牧师到一个就是城中间比较贫穷一个地方吧，然后看到满屋的苍蝇，食物上有苍蝇。那当那个人很热情把这个食物向这个牧师分享，说来吃点这东西，他应该怎么反应这件事情
？He said he prayed over it.
他曾经祷告，祷告这件事情。
And he gave thanks and he ate.
他向神表示感谢，然后拿了食物吃了。
I remember when David and I went on a mercy mission, and that's for the time when the cicadas came out. You remember those times? The cicadas were hot.
我有一次那个和 David 弟兄去宣教的时候，当时是 cicadas 蝉，叫那个蝉的季节，就说是。
And our host said, "I'm going outside to get some cicadas to cook up." I thought it was a figure of speech.
当时我们的那个主人说是我去拿点这个抓点蝉来做点吃的。我当时就觉得好像是个比喻的说法吧，不是真正去拿蝉做吃的吧。
And we were on the Lord's mission, so all this time I ministered, but I'm thinking about what.My host said, then I heard the fire stirring out.
我一边听着这个主人在讲话，一边这边火就开始开火了，要做这个禅了。
And then my host presented the cicada.
然后我的主人就给我们端上这盘烧的这个美味。
And I said to myself, Lord, does this what it means to love you?
我在向神祷告说，我是不是因为爱你要去吃这盘东西呢？
And I blessed it, and I tasted it, and it tastes like peanuts.
然后我就祝福这食物，就吃了之后觉得还很好吃，像花生的感觉。
That's just a small price we have to pay.
只是一个小的一个不便利，我这只是个这样的例子，一个小的不便利，去分享福音中的小的不便利。
But to pass up someone because of what they look like can be very costly.
如果我们遗弃一个人只是因为这个人的外表和他的一个表面的一些让我们不舒服的东西我们真是这个代价是很大的
In other words, it costs more not to do anything because that person may have eternal experience, eternal destruction.
袖手旁观的代价或结果可能是会非常的沉重的这个人可能离弃了神因着你的这样行为可能就远离神或者是不被拯救
As I think about it, as we move into our new community, God is calling us to be neighborly.
我在想思考这件事情。当我们进入新的社区、新的教会的时候，新的教堂的时候，神让我们去思考这个如何成为一个好的邻舍。
Let's not join the priest and the Levite, and you know we are time bound, and you know we have a vision, a destination, and so we are so blinded.To the hurt around us.
让我们真是不要学这个利未人或这个祭司，因着一些什么紧急的事情，某种他自己的计划，来忽视神放在我们生命中让我们去注意的事情。
You have all different kinds of hurting people. You have people who are atheists.
我们身边有很多破碎的人，经历伤痛的人，有的伤痛人是不信神的。
You have people who are struggling with all their sexual identity. You have people who are struggling with poverty.
有的人因着这个性的取向这方面的挣扎，有的人因着贫穷的挣扎，都在经受不同程度的苦难。
All these parts of the brokenness of life，
这就是一个现实，一个现状，这个整个破碎的生活。
You see, what the Samaritan did is what Jesus did.
你看，好撒玛利亚人真做了一个榜样，他做了耶稣基督在这个时候应该做的事情。
He said, "This injured man is us. We are the one who are injured by sin."
他和这些人认同，体同身，身体体会这些人的感受，因为我们同样是受伤害的破碎的人。
And Jesus paid a high cost to see us healed. By His stripes, we are healed.
耶稣就道成肉身来体会我们的做人的感受和做人经历，他而且为我们的罪付上了最终的代价。
And God's people are to reflect that heart of compassion and mercy, even as we go out from here.
神子民呢，去走入社会中，走入各个角落中，应该去反映出神的这样的一个恩慈和怜悯。
And we saw Jesus when He was here, how He was compassionate to people, to those who are hungry, to those who need healing, and even people who are passed away.
我们看到耶稣去在世的时候，他对人是如此的充满慈心，就是对那些有需要的人、贫穷的人、出来社会边缘的人，他们都甚至在死亡边缘的人，他对他们都动慈心，都有怜悯和恩慈。
And very often ministering to these needs have opened the door for even the greater needs.
当我们去满足这样的需要，去帮助这些人的时候，我们也神也因借着我们敞开这种福音的大门。
I noticed something that when Jesus was here, that Jesus tend to have a problem with the religious leaders of his time.
你会发现耶稣就在世的时候，他真正有矛盾的或者激烈的矛盾的，却是那些宗教信仰。好像宗教信仰非常深厚的人，那些社会精英、律法师、文士。
But the tax collectors and the sinners, they welcome Jesus.
而那些有罪的人，在我们看来好像是有罪的人，底层的人，或者是一些像这个收税的纳税收税的人，包括一些边缘的人、妓女，他们都真正去愿意靠近耶稣。
The people who are outcast,
那些社会边缘的人，那些社会的底层的人。被社会所遗弃的人，他们想去接近耶稣。
What would we do if we see people coming here all tattooed and earrings and all that kind of stuff? Maybe I should get me two earrings too. And bleaching their hair. What are we gonna do? We're gonna say you're not welcome here.
当我们看到和我们很不同的人，比如他浑身的纹身、戴上耳环、各种装束很不一样，和我们很不同的人走进教会时，我们对他们是什么态度呢？是不是欢迎态度呢？
Jesus is calling us to be neighborly.
耶稣基督来呼召我们成为好的邻舍，去感同身受别人的需要。
To have a heart of compassion and mercy.
有一个恩慈怜悯的心来对待他人。
And this is easier said than done.
这件事情说起来容易，做起来是很难的事情。
Because this will cost us dearly.
重要是我们要为此付出代价。
It may cost for some of us our reputation.
也许有的人付出代价是说失去某种声誉。
It may cost us our money.
也许要付出金钱的代价。
Our time or whatever other resources.
我们的时间和我们一些神给我们的资源。
But God has a blessing in store for those who are obedient.
但神对那些顺服、信而顺服人是满怀祝福的。
And God show the same mercy that we ourselves have received.
他会就是让我们体会我们所从神那里承受的恩典和怜悯。
You see, this lawyer thought that he was trying to trap Jesus, but he trapped himself.
律法师是目的动机是要去试探耶稣，就结果自己掉入这样的陷阱之中。他要面临这样的这个试验和审判。
He thought he was home free. He thought that he was righteous, but the law revealed that he is not.
他认为自己是一个义人，但这个整个的律法这面镜子向他显明，他不是个义人，是有罪的人。
And the Bible tells us that our love for God, for Jesus, is always measured. It's measured in the way we treat one another.
圣经常常教导我们说是我们对神的爱是由什么来检验的呢？是由我们对别人态度，如何去对待他人来检验这个对神的爱的。
James 2 tells us, First John tells us that how can you say you love God and see your brother in need?
雅各书第二章和约翰福音第一章，约翰一书中都讲到，你怎么能说你爱神？如果你去忽视周身边有需要的弟兄姐妹呢？
It's very easy to be religious.
就有一种宗教情怀，好像是很容易的，就是陷入自己宗教情怀中是件相对容易的事情。
Carry the biggest Bible to church.
拿着圣经很体面的样子进入教会去敬拜。
Speak the Christianese language.
用这个所谓特殊的属灵的言语来讲述这些事情。
Sing the religious songs.
唱这些宗教情怀的歌曲，信仰的歌曲，这就是容易的事情。
But if what we believe about Jesus does not transform our action towards loving others, we are no different.
如果我们信心没有成为信而顺服，去顺服神的使命，去显明神的彰显神的慈爱怜悯的话，那这些成为一种没有意义的事情，不是很没有结果的事情。
They are hurting people all around us.
我们这样的行为，道貌岸然的行为，会伤害周围很多人。
They are hurting people right here in our church.
如果假冒为善和道貌岸然，都会使很多人受到伤害。
They are hurting people at school, at college.
周边的工作中的周围的人，都不是好见证。
They are hurting people in our workplace, in our neighborhoods.
我们这样的行为，这种倒骂人行为或者是假拜为善行为，都会伤害周围中很多人。
But if we always focus in on ourselves, we will miss them.
如果我们只是关注自己的需要，包括宗教需要的话，我们可能会忽视周围人的这些需要，真正的需要。
And if we don't see them, we're not going to have compassion upon them.
如果我们根本就看不到他们，眼中看不到他们的需要的话，我们也不可能对他们有恩慈和怜悯。
And the word compassion has to do with something from deep within. I feel their pain as if I was the one in that position.
同理心就是因为感同身受别人需要和伤害而才能产生的。
And you're not going to do anything unless you feel the pain to go and make the sacrifice to bring healing.
你如果不感同身受别人需要和伤害的话，我们就很难走出去，真正去付出自己的代价来帮助他人。
I'm really afraid that many times we are becoming like the supermarket attendant.
我非常就是担忧一件事情的时候，常常我们变成一种像宗教的这个集市中去购买食物、购买东西。
I remember when I first came to Atlanta and getting used to the slang and at a supermarket and checking through and they said, "How are you doing?"
就好像是在一个这个集市上讲，说你怎么样啊？来。琳琅满目东西来购买自己所需要的东西。
And I said, "Whoa, this is America. They want to know how I'm doing." So I'm getting ready to tell them how I'm doing.
我这是美国，真是很新奇哈。他想知道我真正感觉什么，我想告诉他我在感受什么。
I realized, they don't really want to know how I'm doing. It's
后来我体会到，他们根本不是真正想知道我怎么样。
It was just part of the etiquette.
只是一个礼貌上的一个问话而已。
You know, when we come here, there are people, as we said, are hurting, and we should really ask them, "How are you really doing? How can I pray for you?"
So, 我们在教会其实应该面对有需要人、有伤害人，我们要真正想去体会他在想什么，然后和他一起祷告。
One of my Christian neighbors yesterday was a nurse, Sister Ginger knows her, and she said, "You know, people are coming to her for help because they realize she is genuine. She's not faking it."
我这个基督徒的邻居是个护士，他说他很多人愿意去向他请求帮助，因为他是很真诚的人，他不是一个假冒为善的人。
A simple story, a childhood story with a profound and an adult meaning.
讲了那个这个童话故事，确实有个很深的意义吧。
So, what are we going to do? Are we going to be neighborly?
那我们该怎么做？我们怎么成为好邻舍呢？
Do we have the love of Christ inside of us?
我们心中真正有耶稣基督的爱吗？和怜悯吗？
Whenever someone is passing our way, are we passing that person's way? And we see someone hurting, once it's in our power to do something about it.
当我们遇到一些人受到伤害或有需要的话，如果是我们力所能及的事情，我们是不是去做呢？
Lastly, I remember one of the young men got a call from back home of.Some of the students, Bible school students, not eating well. There's no food.
我接了电话，就是一些过去我这个在圣经学校的一些学生们，他们说，不是没有什么吃的，就说是在饮食上是缺乏的。
And when he relayed the story to another friend, tears start to flow.
他把这个故事告诉另外一个朋友的时候，这个眼泪就流出来了。他们
compassion，
因为这样的事情感到有这种感同身受。
Has no room for indifference.
这个世界真是需要很多温暖和感同身受，而不是冷漠。
The gospel pushes against our culture.
这个福音真正是来检验，在挑战这个文化。
And it impacts our hearts and said to put Christ on display in all that we say and do.
真是挑战我们自私和我们这种冷酷，就是让我们这种做事情，我们的行为来反映耶稣基督的荣幸，能反映他的怜悯和恩慈。
Tells us that we are all sinners and we all need Jesus as our Savior.
而且告诉我们说，这故事告诉我们说，我们每个人其实都是罪人，都是有不同程度伤害人，都需要耶稣基督的福音和救。
This is a challenge for us all.
这其实是我们每个人的挑战。
Who is my neighbor?
谁是我的邻舍呢？
And the bigger question is, who am I being neighborly to?
其实真的问题应该是，我们能做什么人的邻舍？我们怎么关注别人的需要？
Or do I have a heart of a neighbor?
我们有没有这样一个作为邻舍的心来关注别人的需要？
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Maybe you're here and you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and You heard us talk about these robbers who are broken God's commandments.
尤其你没有信，还没有信主耶稣，你看听这样的故事，这个强盗来伤害，遗弃这个人的故事。
Maybe you have never stolen anything, but maybe you have told a lie.
也许我没有做什么更这么严重的事情，也许我们仅仅是撒个谎。
Maybe you have blasphemed the name of God. You have called the name of Jesus as a curse word.
也许我们仅仅是把耶稣当作一个咒语来说，一个脏话来骂有的人。
Well, the Bible tells us that if you have broken one of God's commandments, you are guilty of all.
神圣经的律法中显明的圣洁是说， 如果我们违反了神诫命中最小的一条，我们对整个律法也是违背了，神的诫命违背了。
And the wages of sin, the Scripture tells us that is death.
那罪的工价乃是死，圣经所向我们显明的是。But
the good news is that Jesus Christ, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him will never perish, but have everlasting life.
神的福音告诉我们，耶稣基督是拯救，凡信他名的人都必得拯救。
He said Jesus is like the Samaritan. He came all the way from heaven and He came and He paid the high cost for our sins. He died on the cross.
就是好撒玛利亚人耶稣基督也是这样，道成肉身进入人世，来忍受痛苦，担当罪债，他付出沉重的代价。So
that our souls would be healed.
所以我们的灵魂可以得拯救，我们可以得医治。Why
don't you believe in Jesus Christ?
你相信耶稣基督什么呢？
Why don't you
accept
His merciful and gracious help?
因为他是这么一个怜悯恩慈的主。There's
nothing that you can do to earn God's love.
你做的事情，你的敬意不能拦阻神这样一种永恒的爱。It's
only by accepting His love.
只有你来到谦卑的他的面前，能接纳他，接受这份礼物。In
faith.
凭信来接受这份礼物。
Christians, this is very convicting to me, and I hope it's very convicting to all of us.
好撒玛利亚人故事对我来讲是一个让我显明我内心的故事，受触动的故事，也希望它成为你们的一个借鉴的故事，触动我们的故事。Like
any story, who, which character, which person the story best represent us?
谁是代表我们心灵状态的人？这里头，我们是什么样？我是律法，是祭司，还是这位好撒玛利亚人？
Like the priest, Levite, do we pass people by?
我们是否也是忽视别人的受伤，忽视别人的需要，像祭司和利未人一样冷酷的、很冷漠的走过去呢？
Maybe because they don't look like us.
因为他们和我们不一样，他们这个受伤的人可能需要的人不和我们不一样，比我们更卑微。
They may not be in our own social status.
有可能社会地位上和我们不同。But
are they hurting?
但他们是有需要的，这是。 圣经所强调的事情，是有需要受到伤害的人。
One of the greatest things we could do is to share the gospel of Jesus Christ to them.
很重要的事情是我们行为言语来反映耶稣基督，向他们分享福音。And
if we can minister to them with our financial, physical, whatever needs, we should.
满足他们各种需要，尽力去满足他们的各种帮助，用各种方式来帮助别人。
Maybe you're hurting. God always provide a Samaritan to pass by.
如果你是受伤害的人，你是一个破碎的人，有破伤害、伤痛和破碎的人，也记住神永远是主权的神，他能够差派这样的好撒玛利亚人来帮助你。Psalm
148 verse 8 tells us that God is a God of compassion and mercy and loving kindness.
像诗篇所讲，神是一个恩慈怜悯的主。
He hasn't forgotten about you.
他没有忘记，他选民中的一个。Father,
I thank you for a simple story.
主，感谢你天父，这样一个言简意赅的故事，这样一个寓言故事，比喻故事。I
pray that you will transform our hearts.
祈求圣灵能够真正改变我们的心智。We
confess the times when we, like the priests, the religious leaders, have turned the other side and overlooked the hurting.
我们向神认罪悔改，有时候我们可能像祭司和利未人一样，对别人需要持种冷漠的态度，从旁边走过去。
Help us to be like like the Samaritan.
帮助我们成为像这个好撒玛利亚人这样一个闪亮的见证。
Who is like you?
像你那样的有恩慈和怜悯。
Help us, God. We confess our sins in this department.
主，我们在你面前悔改，帮助我们。
And be glorified that REM Church will become a neighborly church.
使我们这个洛城教会能成为一个好的邻舍，能够去关注周围社区的需要。
For we ask in Jesus' name.
我们靠耶稣基督的名来祷告祈求。
Amen. Amen.